Yeah, I think it is important. We have stressed this point ad nauseum, but it's important for all these parties in Guinea, particularly the two parties that went for the runoff, to keep their supporters under check. They have the greater responsibility to maintain peace and security in that country. There is only under that kind of atmosphere that, of course, you can talk about democracy, which is what we have been anxious to return to that country. And by imposing the curfew, we believe that the government, the military junta there, is trying to make sure that whatever it is that the outcome of the election, the reaction as to of the two parties, particularly the party that was not declared a winner, they make sure to keep a lead on things so that it doesn't get out of hand. I would believe that that is the basis for that kind of action. But we are watching the situation very keenly. Like I've had occasion to say before, we have an office there, a well-staffed office, through which we are engaging with the various stakeholders, the leaders of the political parties and the junta, to make sure that things don't get out of hand.
The Supreme Court is supposed to certify results of last week's presidential runoff. How is ECOWAS coordinating with the military and these political parties to ensure that they abide by the ruling of the Supreme Court?
Yeah, the Supreme Court, in matters in that environment, and indeed in most of the environment, in a couple of other environments in West Africa, are the final authority on elections. So when they have given a pronouncement, that is the final. And we believe that the two parties will respect the sanctity of the Supreme Court. We respect the authority of the Supreme Court. We respect the independence of the Supreme Court. Except they have credible evidence to suggest that elections were tampered with. Otherwise, when the Supreme Court has given a pronouncement, usually there is a sense that there's a finality to it, in a sense. But there's also some latitude for people who have grievances to also raise them. And we will believe that those who feel shortchanged, or those who are not satisfied with the outcome of the election, of course, they have the continual process is there. And we would encourage them to follow the continual process that is in the case of Guinea. And then because that is the only way they can inspire confidence in their institutions. And because if they are striving to rule, they have to promote confidence in their institutions. And when you interfere, when you raise doubts about the credibility of critical institutions of state, then it becomes difficult. Even when you have the opportunity as leader to ask people to respect those institutions. So we should learn to respect the institutions and learn to follow due process even when we disagree with the outcome.
What has been ECOWAS's reaction towards Guinea's what some people described as troubled but gradual journey to constitutional rule?
Yeah, you can understand. Yeah, of course, it's well, in a sense, one can say that you know, one of the things emanating from Guinea is a sign of the enthusiasm of the people for democracy. To that extent, of course, it's something that we appreciate. You know, but this enthusiasm for democracy should be within the bounds of the law. But like I said, we will continue to watch. We are watching to see. We can only use this opportunity to appeal to the people of Guinea that, look, you can only have a country when there's peace and stability. You can only develop when there's peace and stability. Guinea is one of our poor countries. In spite of this poverty, it has enormous natural resource endowments and quite significant human endowments. And this mix can only be possible if we have peace and stability. That is the only way we can bring this mix together to address the challenges of poverty, which is quite pervasive in the region and which we are trying to address. It's important, like I said before, to emphasize to the leaders of important segments of society, particularly the leaders of the two political parties that went for the runoff, that they have a responsibility to help promote an atmosphere that ensures peace and security. But that's the only way they can rule. That's the only way they can have a country that they can rule. If there is no country, they can't have leaders. So they have to understand, first of all, that Guinea has to exist, first of all, in peace and security before you can have rulers. They have to understand that. And on that basis, they should take the consultation as patriots. They should take consultation of the interests of their country paramount. It should be paramount in their consideration. And then move on to positions of leadership or president or no president. That is second. There has to be a Guinea first before there are Guineans. If there's no Guinea, there will be no Guineans. They have to understand that, because that is the basis for having a country, and that is the basis for having a leadership, and that is the basis for having a government, and that is the basis for development.